Does your heart skip a beat at the thought of getting to spend time in the woods or perhaps on the water? Why not join us for the next 30 minutes as together we'll discover how both professional and amateur outdoorsmen share their times on the trail to adventure with others. You'll become equipped to use your outdoor times to help others to come to know their Creator God. Here now is the host of God's Great Outdoors, Jerry Calouette.
All right, Jerry Calouette, God's Great Outdoors. We're here in southeast Ohio. This is near Chillicothe, the Trophies of Grace Whitetail Deer Hunt, a chapter of Christian Bow Hunters of America, the Lord of the Harvest Archery Club, has been doing this event now for 20 years, and something that you can be, after you've listened to the interview, praying who you might bring. We've seen men bring their friends, relatives, families come, and over the years, there have been a number that have come to Christ. Marriages have been healed by the Lord through the sharing of the guest speakers that come in. A lot of life-changing decisions, and something that you certainly want to be considering when it comes to what you're doing in the outdoors. We're with Mike Peters, who is the chapter chairman of the Lord of the Harvest Archery Club. And we're going to just say, Mike, welcome back to God's Great Outdoors.
Good afternoon and good to see you. Here we are in the midst of a little bit of winter in October. We got snow on the ground. We got one deer hanging and we're just having a blast.
Well, certainly we are, and we're about halfway through the week, a situation where the guest speakers have come in, they share in the evenings after the meal, the food, the lodging, those kinds of things are provided, and there's a lot of property to hunt, thousands and thousands of acres of state parks, some state forest, and the neat thing is it must be working because there are people, in one case, Roger Fugate, who's part of your chapter, was here all 20 years, and many others come back over and over again.
Well, it's one of those things that once you come to fellowship is the main draw for a lot of people. The hunt itself, we have a tremendous whitetail population in Ohio, and the word being shared every night just kind of, you know, lights old fires and gets people to keep coming back year after year after year. You know, it's like a reunion every year at this time when we're together, and we're here for you know, God's purpose, to have a little fun while we're at it.
Well, we just thank God for that, and it's not, as you say, a reunion, a closed club. Each year there's new people, they hear about it, give it a chance, and those are the folks that seem to be coming over and over. Through the 20 years, there's some individuals who have come that can't come anymore because of health conditions or their lifestyle changes, maybe get involved in some kind of ministries to the point where late October, November time frame's not available. You've really seen a lot through the years that the Trophies of Grace Whitetail Deer Hunt has been going on.
Well, this week here has been a record setter for us so far. You know, this is the first time in, probably 13 years we've actually had snow on the ground while we've been here. We had high winds last night. You know, Mother Nature wasn't really cooperating with us, but we haven't gone 4 days without having any deer hanging either, and that's not a record that we want to have. But the spiritual content of everyone that has shared so far this week has just been awesome. We've been touched at the life points by the speakers that they've shared through the crisis that happens to all of us. We're all on the same path of life, and we're getting bombarded from every which direction, and we end up with guys who come down here and get that out in the open and share what's happening to them. And it does wonderful things to the men and women that are sitting here. It encourages them that they're not alone in this struggle of life. Just a tremendous opportunity for people to receive the gospel in a way that is non-threatening. Nobody getting beat over the head with a Bible, just the basic biblical truth.
Well, amen, and for sure, God's word will not return to him empty and void. The aspect of the fact that white-tailed deer, probably 21 years ago, there was an article about Ohio, and it listed lower than some of the other states like Iowa and Wisconsin when it came to producing big bucks. But a part of that issue was that there were many, many individuals who'd killed a big buck in Ohio and never put it in the Boone and Crockett or Pope and Young or Buckmasters. they only registered for the Ohio Big Buck Club. So when you took the statistics from the Big Buck Club and mixed them all together, the author showed that Ohio ranked number 4 when it came to big bucks in the list of all the states, and there have been some really nice deer harvested at this event, so that can be an incentive to an unsafe friend to maybe come.
Well, the common ground here is we're all bow hunters, and we love chasing whitetails. That is a great foundation to build relationships with, and by building those relationships, you can get to the point where you're free to share the gospel with one another and to find out what God's purpose is for each and every one of us. We're in the middle of what should be the chasing stage here in the park, to where the deer are starting to cruise around looking for receptive does, and the weather hasn't cooperated with us for that, but the spiritual aspect of that is a lot of men and women have gotten what they've been hunting for this week without even leaving the lodge.
And of course the lodge always smells so good because something is cooking in the kitchen. And folks, that's reminding me that my wife Cindy is standing by to share today's recipe. Do send in your recipes and how you prepare the wild fish, game, or plants that you harvest. Let us know who it is you're spending time in the outdoors with, what kind of an activity it is you like to do, and you'll get a copy of Steve Chapman's book, Outdoor Insights, and they're autographed. And we'll be right back after Cindy shares this.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Country Kitchen. Today, I'm going to talk about a couple of recipes that our friend Mike Peters gave to us. Mike and Jerry have been running around together for several years now, and Mike once shared how he paid some fella $200 to take him on a week-long survival expedition. The only food they had was what they could catch or harvest from the woods. Mike told Jerry he almost starved. Jerry now has a standing offer to Mike that for $100, Mike can stay in our backyard and starve anytime he likes. Here are a couple of recipes from the field that anyone can try. The first recipe that Mike gave us is for fiddleheads. A fiddlehead is the tender green spiral-shaped shoot of the fern plant. Hand-picked in springtime, these tops off of wild woodland ferns are common in New England recipes. Venison stews take on an extra dimension as this forest cross between the flavor of asparagus and artichokes is added. One word of caution, however, about the fiddleheads. If they are used in a stir fry, make sure you boil them for about 15 minutes. This will break down a mild toxin which can cause bouts of nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. The other recipe that Mike gave to us is for cattail potatoes. Perhaps the most simple recipe for cattail roots. Take a large pile of cattails and crush till minced. Let them dry for 24 hours. Now crush them again and flatten out into pancakes. Heat till light brown. Cattails taste similar to potatoes. Remember, God's Word says in Genesis 9:3, everything that lives and moves will be food for you. Just as I gave you the green plants, I now give you everything.
Well, we're back, Jerry Calhoun, God's Great Outdoors, again with Mike Peters, the chapter chairman of the Lord of the Harvest Archery Club, puts on this Trophies of Grace Whitetail Deer Hunt every year in Southeast Ohio, and an opportunity for some listener, bring someone that they care about that needs the Lord, maybe a family, the father and son event. There's numbers of things that could be a reason for you to come as the Lord lays that on your heart. Mike, maybe there's somebody that wants to get a hold of you and get information on that. Why don't you give your website? And I know they can get to you through the ChristianBowhunters.org website, but the local chapter's website and a phone number they might be able to call.
You can contact us either at lothac.com, which is Lord of the Harvest Archery Club, either on the web, or you can go to our Facebook page, which is the same, Lord of the Harvest Archery Club. They'll have pictures and registration forms and all the information you need to check out the hunt. If you decide to come, you look at the information posted on the website. If you don't have or don't get the information that you need off of that, and you still have questions, you can contact me at 1-937-837-0604. That's 1-937-837-0604.
Well, Mike, besides doing this annual Trophies of Grace Whitetail Deer Hunt, your chapter is active in doing a number of other things. Maybe you can kind of go through a few of those so folks can be considering outdoor ministry as a whole. It doesn't have to be with archery. It doesn't have to be with hunting with a bow. But that God has directed you in this type of an outreach for those folks that do that, 3.5 million people bow hunting in the U.S., it might help them if they know how God is using you.
Well, everybody has a passion for a hobby, be it, you know, with my case, it's archery and bow hunting. It might be golf. It could be ATVs or Jeeps or, you know, driving four-wheel drives or horses or cowboys or whatever. You can take that opportunity to build friendships and to build relationships that ultimately lead to witnessing to your friends and people you don't know about Jesus Christ. There's opportunities out there all the time. We do kids programs where we've set up archery range for children, similar to what Center Shot or the National Archery in Schools program does. We also do family field days. We do game dinners. The Deer and Turkey Show in Columbus, we set a booth up there and annually pass out 75 pounds worth of Christian-based literature at. You know, there's just the opportunities go on and on and on. And it's just simple just to take your passion, that's something that you love to do, and hook up with people of the same like. Just, you know, get together and be able to share God's purpose for their lives. And this is how strong relationships get built. It's just an opportunity that's just awesome.
Well, certainly a lot to think about, and it has to do with an interest that a person has. They can have a ministry through that interest. Could be scrapbooking, as you mentioned, besides the outdoor stuff. Could be quilting, antiquing. And you mentioned golf. Why anybody would want to do it, I don't know. But those interests allow you to speak the language, and you know what goes on with those activities. So you've already got the information, and as you look at trying to minister that way, it lets you share those things that people want to hear, and then at some point you get to share what they need to hear, and that is that they need the Lord. Hey, we're going to take one more break, and we'll be back.
For 23 years now, this radio broadcast and the ministry of God's Great Outdoors has been made possible because of financial help from people like you, our listeners. And the Lord only knows who together we have helped.
The program is also brought to you by Antler King, the leader in wildlife nutrition products, Bigger Bucks, Healthier Deer, plus Matthews Archery and their all-new Engaged Grip Vertex Bow, plus Mission Archery with a revolutionary technology and design that provides a maximum crossbow experience, and by Three Rivers Archery, mail-order archery products, and Hunter Safety System, saving lives is what we do. Plus, Bucks Unlimited, a real estate company, offering both land purchase and management services in several Midwestern states.
Christian Bowhunters of America, exalting Jesus Christ as Creator, Lord, and Savior, locally, nationally, and internationally. For membership information and to see how you can get involved, go to their website at christianbowhunters.org or call toll-free at 877-912-5724. That's 877-912-5724.
What if there was a recreational ministry that targeted all students, regardless of age or physical ability? Well, there is. Center Shot Ministries is an archery program that shares the love of Christ while teaching the fundamentals of target archery. This is a proven and successful archery instruction that can even be done inside your church. Center Shot engages the students for Christ and develops their skills in archery. Check out their website at centershotministries.org or call 920-634-5978.
We're back, Jerry Calluette, God's Great Outdoors, with Mike Peters at the Trophies of Grace Whitetail Deer Hunt in Southeast Ohio. And Mike, you're an interesting character because there was a period of time that your wife, and maybe even before I say this, the gals could be listening, but also the pastors, because there was a day and time in Ruth's life where she was just praying that you would go to church because you were quite distant from a relationship with God. And that was turned around, and now you, Ruth, and your entire family are involved in ministry. This might speak to some of the listeners who are struggling with mates that are, let's say, trying to fill that God-shaped hole with everything else but a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Well, when I was younger, I've always been in church all my life. And I had a relationship with God through my parents' faith. It was not a personal thing for me. I went to church. I did everything that I was supposed to do. Went up front. I said all the words I was supposed to say. I was baptized because I didn't want my brother getting something that I didn't have. I just basically was living on my parents' religion. And then as my wife and I met in church, we've known each other since we were 12. She was grounded in her faith, and she knew where she was at and where she was going. We participated in church and were married, and we had our children. And in the fall of 81, I was on a motorcycle traveling down a street in downtown Dayton. Had a car pull out in front of me, and I sat on the gas tank and slid that bike 40-some feet up to the rear of another car. That's when the miracle happened. I don't know whether I went around. I don't know if I went over. I don't know if I went through. But I ended up on the other side of that car. And I looked back in the intersection, and everybody there in the intersection, all the cars had stopped, and all their mouths were wide open like they had seen something that I didn't see. And I continued my bike ride over to my parents' house. And when I got off my motorcycle and sat down in front of it at the house, my mother came out on the front porch of the house and asked me if God was real yet. I said, "Yeah, Mom, God is real." 2 weeks later, on October the 18th in 1981, I accepted Christ as my Savior for real. No more games, no more playing. Nothing's been better since.
Well, we just praise the Lord for the fact that you're still with us. A man of God and the will of God is immortal until his work on earth is done, and it is clearly evident from what's going on here, what goes on in so many other areas, that God is going to be using you until that day takes place. Perhaps that sharing of what happened to you can be hope and give somebody's prayers wings as they continue to pray for a loved one that they have. But I'd like to think that you could just share that somebody listening may finally see that we could use outdoor activities to touch those people in our lives and see them come under the hearing of the Word and really finally meet the Creator God, Jesus Christ.
Well, if you have a spouse or a loved one that you know that's not where they need to be with God, I challenge you to keep praying and don't give up. My wife just prayed for me to come to church, and she got more than what she asked for. We have been blessed by our ministry in CBA because we do this together, and it's worth the time to put forth the effort to take your favorite hobby and use it to bring people to the Lord, expose them to the gospel, and to let them know that you love them no matter where they're at.
Amen. Certainly something that you folks in the listening audience can be praying about and praying for others that might move in this direction as well. And Mike, we'll just be praying that there will be lives changed here the rest of this week and in the days ahead as you guys are ministering through Christian Bowhunters of America and your local chapter, Lord of the Harvest Archery Club. And thanks so much for being willing to share again here on God's Great Outdoors.
I love coming back to this spot every time we do it. I appreciate you and the program. And for somebody out there listening, I pray that you grab a hold of what's being said weekly on this program and take it and use it and have life more abundantly.
Now, with more than 20 years, you can't argue that this ministry of hunting deer is not being used of God to see men, women, and children come into the kingdom. And also the speaker's challenge to go back home and start working to reach the unsaved sportsmen where they live. In fact, everyone needs Jesus Christ, those paths that we cross in our everyday life, sharing Jesus Christ with those that we encounter. Shouldn't you be praying about attending this year's hunt and also who you'll be bringing with you? Now you can reach Mike Peters at 937-837-0604 and also begin to pray who God would direct you to ask to come with you. And remember, it's hard to say no if you pay their way too. Friends, I have seen the same thing work at the Table of the Wilderness in Wyoming, their annual antelope hunt. Also, some of the western turkey hunts that we have on our events page in the spring. The pheasant hunts in South Dakota. Had the privilege to do the salmon rafting trip on the Gulkana and saw several individuals come to Christ. One who died 6 months later in Afghanistan. That Alaskan trip made all the difference for him for eternity, and we have seen time and time again marriages healed and men, women, and children come into the kingdom at the fishing retreats we do at Rushing Wind in Canada. And I certainly don't want to forget to have you pray about the fossil hunts that we do each year in August here in Ohio, where we talk about the flood, and Dr. John Whitmore from Cedarville University, who teaches geology and paleontology, shares how they got there, and I'm talking about the fossils that you can find, and they're everywhere. It's so easy. Why don't you go to our events page at ggoutdoors.org, again, that's ggoutdoors.org, and look at what is available to you, and start praying about what you might get involved in, where you might go, or if you'd like to talk to us, 1-877-TALK-GGO, about just doing an event in your area, maybe with a few friends, maybe with some relatives. You know, we'd be glad to help you get that started too. Any questions you might have, we would do our best to answer. It all takes prayer. Be praying and ask God to use you today and from this day forward. All right, now don't go off. We've got more to come.
Here's a one that got away fishing story from God's Great Outdoors. An Orvis-endorsed fly fishing instructor and guide, Dick Rebar has also loved to canoe all his life. That love was kindled by his father, who taught Dick the proper way to handle a canoe. Top on his dad's list was safety. Only once did Dick shy away from honoring his father's lessons in canoeing safety, and it almost cost him and his wife their lives. Preparing to take his wife with him on her first ever canoe trip, Dick decided to have his young bride accompany him to a local beaver pond. It was the evening before they would be leaving with the others in the trail club to which Dick was a member of. The April air was cool, the water temperature was just in the 40s. Trying to be nice, he placed a small stump in the canoe for his wife to sit on. That was his first mistake, and his father, being the man of sense and safety he was, had taught him to always kneel on a canoe's floor to keep the center of gravity as low as possible. Dick says, "If that wasn't dumb enough, I, for some reason, had hip boots on. Something my pop always preached against while in a canoe." Well, the two paddled out, and Dick began instructing on the way to paddle the watercraft. When his novice mate began paddling on the same side as Dick, the canoe started to lean, and over it went, spilling them under the pond's surface. The water was so cold it took their breath away. Thus, Dick was unable to tell his wife what to do, and his hip boots were now full of water pulling him down. Thank God Dick had not hooked the boots to his belt, so he worked to pull first one and then the other one off. With the weight of the boots gone, he helped his wife to the shore and safety. Now, Dick Rebar may have been acting unsafely when it comes to canoeing, but Dick is safe in looking toward the life he'll live in the hereafter. If you also want to have the peace of a safe journey into the next life, a life at peace with Jesus Christ, call, write, or email us here at God's Great Outdoors, and we'll send you the free booklet by Ron Lindner called The End of the Line.
Did you enjoy that story? Do you know that you can get that story in the book Hunting Blunders and the One That Got Away? You can get copies to give to those that God has placed on your heart that you know need to have a personal relationship with the Creator in the creation they love to enjoy. You can order copies through our web store at ggoutdoors.org. Why don't you contact us and get a copy today?
We'd like to send you a Should Man Hunt, What Does the Bible Say bookmark. To get a free copy, go to the website to order at ggoutdoors.org.
Why don't you prayerfully consider joining us at one of the Fishers of Men retreats in Ontario, Canada. You park your cars, hop onto float planes, and fly into Rushing Wind Retreat Center. A very comfortable setting, gourmet meals, hot showers, guest speakers, an opportunity for you to get out onto the water, enjoying fishing with friends and relatives who you wind up bringing and need Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. These five-day events with everything included, and this is also the flight in and out, are priced a third of what you normally would pay for these kinds of fishing adventures. Contact Rushing Wind at area code 715-683-2530 and consider who it is that you may wind up bringing, having the time of your life, building memories, and seeing them come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior, as you're using God's creation to change lives for eternity.
Thanks to today's guest, and especially to each one of you who listened to this program. We pray that we've helped equip you toward using your time in God's creation to change lives for eternity. Remember, use your recreation in the out of doors to share Jesus with others. I'm John Skillman, reminding you that no matter what you do in the out of doors in the way of activities or interest, there's no better way to benefit from God's great outdoors.